Phoenix Audio presents
Still Talking by Joan Rivers. The news had already been on the radio and all hell had broken loose. My daughter Melissa had already taken over. It was she who received the phone call from Philadelphia and called the house staff together. Her face streaming with tears, she told them, "I want you to know he loved you all dearly." Flowers began arriving, which pleased and enraged me for my husband's sake. The time when Edgar needed such attention was after the firing from Fox. They were 2 months late. A rabbi arrived with words but no comfort. Almost nobody knew that I had separated from Edgar, and I was terrified it would leak out and become a scandal, the press picking us apart again. Throughout the day, my support group kept arriving. In my trance-like, out-of-body state, I wanted people around me who were feeling the sharp pain of mourning could give Edgar that testimony to his value. I wanted Edgar, who had been so unloved for the last 3 years, been so put down and hurt and publicly humiliated, to have their caring and respect. Throughout the morning, Melissa was all poise and efficiency. But as the day progressed, she began disintegrating. For a moment, the veil would drop and the pain was stark in her face. I was dazed with shock. I could remember, as if it were a century ago, Melissa suddenly appearing, short of breath from running. She said, "Sit down." I said, "Tell me." I liked my bad news right away and standing up. She said, "Daddy's dead." I have no memory of the next few minutes. I am told I went stark white. Staring sightlessly out of the window, I moaned over and over, "Oh my God, oh my God." In my head, I screamed the words, "What have I done?" If I had made that one phone call to Edgar saying, "Come home," he would still be alive. I had killed Edgar as surely as though I had pulled a trigger.